pray together. Lord God, we are so thankful for the time that we got to spend singing truth of who you are and what you have done. Lord God, you are so good. We are so thankful that you are a faithful God who keeps his word. Lord, you have made amazing promises to show grace to sinners like us. And God, you have kept so many promises already, Lord. We long for you to continue to be faithful and to do what you have promised to do in the future, Lord. God, as we look at just a couple verses and remember what it is that you said you would do, what it is that you have done, Lord, we pray that you'd be glorified. Lord, help us to honor you with the rest of our evening and help us to honor you with the rest of our lives. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, thank you once again for joining us this evening. It has been such a blessing to be together with the body, to sing truth that we love. It is a joy to get to hear God's word from you, and it's a joy to get to serve alongside of you as we worship him together in song. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of us recounting his amazing works all the time, and he is worthy of us honoring him with our voices all the time. We should be amazed that people like us get to hear the news that we sung about this evening, the news that we heard from God's word, that the maker of heaven and earth would take on flesh in order to save sinners like us. This story is not over. Jesus, who came as an infant to die on a cross, has said he will return in power and glory and reign over the earth with a rod of iron. He will establish his kingdom here among men and rule and be with his people forever. That second coming will be different. It will not be quiet or secret, but as Jesus says in Matthew 24, as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then everyone will see him. Everyone will tremble when he comes again. It wasn't this way when he came as a baby. And this incredible, glorious news that we just heard about tonight wasn't proclaimed at first to the most impressive or honorable people. It was proclaimed by glorious heavenly beings, but it was declared to ordinary, humble people. Like we just heard from Luke chapter 2, the news of a Savior that had been born was given to some shepherds that were staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angels didn't appear to the governor or the king or the Roman emperor to say that God's Son is here, but they appeared to humble shepherds that were out protecting their animals in the night. This message was for ordinary people, and it is still for you and I. Listen again one more time to this news brought to the shepherds from Luke chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This terrifying angel appeared shining with the glory of the Lord and declared this amazing news. Great joy for all the people, because today in Bethlehem, a Savior was born who is Christ the Lord. What sort of news could bring great joy to all the people? It's the same news that can give you great joy today. There are a lot of things that give a little bit of happiness for a minute. I know there are many among us today who are very excited for presents tomorrow. Little ones, older ones, pay close attention to your hearts tomorrow. When you get that thing that you wanted, does it bring you lasting joy? Does it bring contentment and peace? Study your own heart this week and understand that where there is not joy or contentment, it actually isn't because of the things around you. It is because of your own heart. There is real and lasting and great joy found here in this good news that a Savior, Christ the Lord, has come. Why is there joy here? Because your greatest need is not something that you want, something that you're lacking. Once you get that thing, now everything will be okay. No, your greatest need, the greatest need of every one of us here tonight, is that we who sin and fall short of the glory of God could be made right with God. That people like us whose hearts want all sorts of things for ourselves would be changed so that we could trust and honor and love the one who is worthy of all affection. It is wrong that we would desire anything above or instead of God himself. That we would desire anything above him being glorified. Going against God's standard in order to get what we want is an incredibly great offense because it is against an incredibly great God. Our sin problem is great, and we need a great Savior. A Savior was born in Bethlehem who is Christ the Lord. He will come and rule with power, and he will remove every wrong. There is a day when he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for those things will pass away, Revelation 21:4 says. But at this first coming, his people were saved from their biggest problem. He came to bear away their sins. He took on flesh so that he could offer up himself in the place of sinful man. He planned this from eternity past. He spoke of it through the prophets that God himself, even a suffering servant, would come and bear away the iniquity of his people. And he faithfully kept this promise. He came. He went to a Roman cross to be treated like a sinner, like a criminal, so that sinners like you and I could be with him forever, so that whoever believes in him could experience his grace forever. They would get undeserved goodness from God. Because of this sacrifice, this grace, his people are made new. His people can now honor him with their lives. They can trust him and glorify him like he deserves to be glorified. They get to enter eternal life now, and they will be with him forever. Do you know this Savior? Do you trust him? He is God's Christ. Whether you want him to be or not, he is the promised one who has come and who will return. Is he your Lord? He is a good master who gives great joy to those who trust him, joy that is not tied to my circumstances. all of us are happy for a minute when we get what we want. All of us feel broken or undone when things don't go our way. But this good news of the Savior who has come makes everything else that could possibly happen to you good news. Because God is working all things to the good of those who love him, who love this Christ, this Savior, Jesus. Have you been made right with God? This is something you cannot do for yourself. But Jesus has done this for everyone who believes in him. He has done this for everyone who turns from their sin to him. Trust in this one that the angels proclaimed, that we have sung about this evening, that was revealed to us so clearly from God's word tonight, as Kevin read, as all the men read passages to us this evening. Let's pray, then we will sing one last song together. Lord God, you are good. You are worthy of our praise. And that does not end this evening, Lord. I do pray that you would help us to continue to worship you. As we go from this place, Lord, help us to love what you love. Help us to love you. Help us to treasure you. Lord God, we are so thankful that you sent your Son to bear the sins of everyone who would believe. Lord, help us to believe in you. God, we pray that you would be glorified in our hearts as we go from this place. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.